Blog Talk Radio.
Because he first loved us. And we thank God. Amen. This is Seeds of the Word. This is Pastor Katisa on this great morning. We bless God. We worship God. He is great. He is awesome. He is mighty. Amen. It's more than ever, thanks to God, we see things around the world. We need God. We need Jesus. Amen. We cannot take life for granted. We cannot take anything for granted, but to uplift Jesus Christ as much as possible. Plant seeds, water seeds, and God is the one who makes them grow. Hallelujah. We need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need God's Spirit. We need the power of the Spirit. We need an awakening. We need people to fall on faces, amen, before the Most High God and give him praise and worship and call on him to please help us. God, pouring out your Spirit. Give us your Holy Spirit. Bring conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. God, we need you, is what we need to cry. Rending our hearts before him and crying out for a repentance and revival in our homes, our families, our communities, cities, states, United States, all over the world. Amen to God. Let us go to God in prayer, and we're going to go for some encouragement in the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you are the most awesome high God. There is none like you. God, we do need you. God, forgive us of our sins of idolatry and just plain flat out forsaking you, ignoring you, as if these things, anything could replace you, any person, anything could replace you. Nothing, oh God, can replace you. You are in control. You are God, high and lifted up. And you're also with the broken and contrite in spirit. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, we cry to you. The God who is the only God able to save. You're the only God able to rescue us. Oh, God, help us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise, oh, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We are coming from the book of Acts 2. And this is our encouragement today. Yes, God. And we, yes, God will pour out his spirit. We get together on one accord and cry out to God for his spirit because we need it. We need it. In Acts chapter 2, it says, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Then suddenly it sounded like the glory of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Verse 4 says, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. See, they all came together in one place. They were on one accord. And then, you know, they were speaking these different languages, and they were speaking the languages. These other visitors to Jerusalem could hear them speaking and said, how is it that we can hear our own language coming from basically these Galileans? And you can read that part. You can read on your Acts 2, 5 through 13. But in verse 14, this is when Peter's filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, he gets up and speaks and says, then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Verse 19, I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And verse 21, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Will be saved. God says he'll pour out his spirit in this day, in these days. He's pouring it out. If it is, he's pouring it out on us. Do we want him to pour it out on us? We do. We need him to. That he took from, and he says he got these words from the prophet Joel. Go back to the Old Testament, read the prophet Joel. The prophet Joel said these things, and he also said, call a sacred assembly, call a holy fast, call a solemn assembly. We need it. Chicago, Baltimore, Nashville, Los Angeles, Ohio, all over these United States, all over the world, we can call on the name of the Lord, the Spirit of God, to be poured out. This is not to take the place of God himself. For it is God who we are dependent on. It's God who we are calling on to have more. He told us to ask. He said, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. He was talking about asking more of his Holy Spirit. How much more will he not give us of his Spirit? That's, the Holy Spirit is good. Yes. He is from God. He is the counselor. He is the advocate. Living in us, the Holy Spirit, sometimes we don't know how we should pray, but the Holy Spirit does. He knows how to pray according to the will of God. We are in desperate need here and there and everywhere. We can try to deny that, but it is, no, we cannot. Mm-mm. We need God's Spirit. The promised Holy Spirit. Jesus taught the disciples that, yes, you should wait in Jerusalem. Wait there till you receive the promise from my Father. If you receive power from on high, and not some scrounged up, some type of power. No, this is God's holy power that made Peter bold enough to stand up and testify and be a witness, as Jesus said. We need to believe it or not believe it. That God will do it. He'll do just what he said. We're talking about believing for materialistic things. We're talking about believing for soul salvation. We're talking about believing for people to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. We're talking about souls being saved. And that is life. Jesus Christ is life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by him. Do we believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do we believe this? Do we believe he is Lord and Savior? Do we believe that people are buildings condemned unless they have Jesus Christ? If we believe it, more people will be spreading the gospel, the truth. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. Are you hearing the shepherd's voice this morning? Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. And give God the glory. Give God the praise by praying and calling on God mightily, fasting, praying, whatever we need. We need God's Spirit. We need God. And there should be no doubt about that. Jesus said that he came to save the world and not to condemn the world. He also is sending us, because how can they hear? How can they believe? How can they come to faith unless someone preaches the word? And how can someone preach the word unless they are sent? So you are being sent. I am being sent. And this all to the glory of God. Be blessed. Go with God today. Give God all the praise and the glory. Amen.